Chin.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Is Rick Perry smart enough to be president? The Texas governor is looking like he might be a front runner as he makes his debate debut next week. And Politico's Jonathan Martin talked to people in Austin, Washington, about whether he had the brains for the job. His spokesman, Mark Miner, says he's studying up a Henry Kissinger book on China, Charles Stanley book for pastors, the Bible. People in Austin say that he may not be book smart or a policy wonk, but he's certainly a street smart. He knows how to write elections. As one Democrat said, this would be like saying that the baseball star David Ortiz doesn't score enough touchdowns. He does what he needs to do.
There's Mike Allen from Politico.com talking about their recent story that he's been getting a lot of attention from, whether or not Rick Perry is pretty, well, maybe not very smart. The 2012 presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, starting out with host Mike McConnell talking about the political article and one of the reasons he thinks that the Texas governor comes across as not being very smart.
The question is there a bias against people with a southern accent? Do people with a southern accent strike you as being dumb? And he doesn't have the thickest southern accent that I've heard. I would think that, and there are different types of southern accents. Jimmy Carter had one, but it was different from, a Texas accent is different from a Georgia accent. And the southern accent, you know, the number of northerners who've moved there since the advent of air conditioning, is really starting to mellow out. It's not what it used to be. What about Scarlett? Do we have Scarlett O'Hara in there?
Well, I suppose you think you're the proper person.
That might be. At the right moment of the game.
You're a conceited, black-hearted vomit with butter. I don't know why I let you come and see me.
I'll tell you why, Carla. Because I'm the only man over 16 and under 60 who's around to show you a good time.
Well, they probably don't say black-hearted vomit very often anymore, but it's like foghorn leghorn. There you go. The big, stupid rooster. What sort of accent are we going to give him? So you give him the southern accent. And what struck me as a voice that should come out of Gone with the Wind. But with Rick Perry, he's, I guess the joke about him, and it's tongue-in-cheek because other Republicans have said it, that he's like George Bush, but without the brains. And I'll make the point about Rick Perry not knowing much of what he stands for or whatever, that you can't be that dumb if you're an Air Force pilot. You know, you can't. There's no such thing as a stupid pilot. Now, you can have pilots who aren't very good at what they do, but certainly in the Air Force and in the military, you have to be pretty sharp if you want to be a pilot. Not just anybody can do that. Give me some more Rick Perry right there.
We would treat him pretty ugly down in Texas. I mean, printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous, treasonous, in my opinion. All it's going to be doing. We've already tried this.
That's enough. We got enough Rick Perry. Because I'm one of those who, and I'm from the East, so I can say that I think I have a bias against an Eastern accent. A New York accent, a Philly accent, a Boston accent. And the gist of the question here, for the most part, is whether or not people in the Northeast are the ones who are biased against a Southern accent. Because that's where much of the media is. You know, and Washington is sort of on the cusp of being Southern anyway, but the people who live there generally are not. And there's been a bias for some time for, you know, and I always wondered, you know, growing up, don't people in the South watch, you know, Walter Cronkite and realize he doesn't speak like them? Because they would contend that when you show up, you're the one with the accent. And I was talking to a guy, he lives in Charleston, he's a Yankee, he moved down to Charleston. And he was pulled aside by somebody he described as a blue blood at some sort of social function. And the guy told him that he wished him luck down there with his business. He goes, but you know, people down here might not trust you. I'm trying my own southern accent as I do this. Because you're from the north. And you know what we think of people from the north. Well, they think that they're untrustworthy. They think they're shysters. Pick it. They think they're down there to take the money and run. And he said he made a point to this guy. He goes, well, you know, I enjoy it down here. And of course, in the north, there's a bias. He made the point, I don't think that way, but others think that way about northerners. So he made the point about Southerners. He goes, well, you know what they think about the South, those in the South, that, you know, you're not very bright. And so gave him the same course. I don't think that way. The others think that way. But do you have a bias against a given accent? I think if somebody were running for president who talked like he lived in the Bronx, I don't think he'd be very successful. I don't know if he'd be successful winning New York. If somebody were running for president and he had a thick Philly-type accent, I think people would think he sounded dumb, too.
Coming up, dumb or not, Rick Perry is on top of another new poll, well ahead of the rest of the pack. That's up next on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number two pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. It gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds in clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
A focus on Rick Perry in the 2012 presidential race here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Martha McCallum here with former Republican Committee National Chairman Ed Gillespie. They talk about how the other candidates are responding to Perry entering the race and becoming the front runner.
So if you look at this situation and you're Mitt Romney, are you feeling like things aren't really going your way right now? And why?
Well, I think that, Governor Romney is going to have to adapt to the entrance of Governor Perry into the race. I think everyone understood that if Rick Perry entered the race, he would be a very formidable challenger for the Republican Party nomination. And I suspect you'll see Governor Romney adapt to that fact. And Rick Perry made a strong entrance. He's had a strong appeal to Republican primary voters. I'm sure the Romney camp and others are keeping a close eye on the statewide polls, which can have a more significant impact, obviously. You know, how a candidate's doing in New Hampshire, Iowa, South Carolina, more important right now than how they're doing nationwide. But clearly, Governor Romney's going to have to adapt to Governor Perry being in the race.
And how cozy will that adaptation be? Because there's been a lot of stories about these two not really getting along so well. And, you know, if you just look at the basic facts, when Mitt Romney was running, Perry didn't endorse anybody. And then when he did, he went to John McCain. There's also some history that goes back to the Republican Governors Association with Mitt Romney bringing somebody on board who was actively working to unseat Governor Perry. And they'd had some rough words in the past, have they not?
Yeah, I don't know, their personal feelings. I don't know either one well enough to know if they, you know, have any animus toward the other. The fact is they're both going after the same prize, and that's the Republican Party nomination, which is a coveted prize right now. You've got President Obama below 40% in the Gallup job approval for the average of a week for the first time last week, looking very, very vulnerable. So whoever's the Republican Party nominee, better than odds on favorite to be the next president. So this is going to be a spirited contest, whether it's with, you know, Governor Romney or Governor Perry or Governor Huntsman or Michelle Bachmann or Rick Santorum or Herman Cain, any of the folks in the contest right now, you know, going to pursue the nomination pretty vigorously.
You know, I want to read you a quote, because one of the things that surfaced this week was the question about Rick Perry's intellect. And that's, you know, gotten a bit of attention as well. And here's a quote from that piece in Politico. Another Texas governor who drops his G's and scorns elites is running for president, and the whispers are the same. Lightweight, incurious, instinctual. He's like Bush, only without the brains, says one former Republican governor who declined to be attributed to in that quote. What do you make about that whole discussion, Ed?
Well, you know, Politico is kind of the consummate Washington insider publication. And clearly, if Rick Perry gets elected president, Washington insiders are going to be a lot less important than they are in the Obama White House. You know, President Obama, his administration, he's got people who can tell us, you know, what kind of cars we should drive, what kind of food we can eat, what kind of light bulbs we can have, what kind of health care coverage we can carry. So, you know, that makes Washingtonians feel much more important when they're telling people what they ought to do. And that's kind of reflects the classic elitist attitude. When you have a conservative running for president, they're dismissed as, well, they must not be smart, because they're not smart enough to understand how smart we are. And it was true of, you know, Ronald Reagan. It was true of George W. Bush. And now you see it being applied to Rick Perry.
Here's our radio host Michael Kastner talking about Perry's campaign and how he more or less sounds just like George W.
GOP presidential candidate Rick Perry. He's talking about his military policy if he were elected, after he were nominated, after he gets done campaigning. This is what he had to say.
I do not believe that America should fall subject to a foreign policy of military adventurism. We should only risk shedding American blood and spending American treasure when our vital interests are threatened. And we should always look to build coalitions among the nations to protect the mutual interests of freedom-loving people. It's not our interest to go it alone.
Who does that sound like? Bueller, maybe his predecessor? Kind of sounds like it just a tad bit. What's the economy going to be like under a Perry administration if he were elected? What kind of economic conditions can we expect? I mean, $2 gas under Michelle Bachmann is what we were promised. What about him?
You won't have stimulus programs under a Perry presidency. We're not going to accept entitlement programs that are bankrupting our children's future. You'll have a tax system that is as light on the job creators as you can, still deliver essential services.
Now, let's switch over here. Mitt Romney apparently is having problems with a fundraiser for the former Massachusetts governor. Is running into some trouble getting money from Jewish voters. That's what one of his campaign fundraisers is saying. Because, well, apparently, according to what they're finding, is that Jewish voters would rather give their money to a Jewish candidate, you know, like Michelle Bachmann. Yeah, some within Romney's camp wonder whether or not she's confused members of the Jewish community by referencing her work looking for landmines on a kibbutz in Israel back in 1974. I don't think so. No, I don't. Done some of my own investigation. And I think it happens to be her command of Yiddish.
Here's the big issue. The president doesn't want to have to be confronted with priorities in spending because he has a lot of chutzpah. He spent $1 trillion on the stimulus. It failed.
It's all about the chutzpah. LaChaim.
Up next, Michelle Bachmann might be losing some of her Tea Party support. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio in review, talk television, the things that people are talking about, and that's the presidential race. Michelle Bachmann in the focus now. Here's a radio man, Carl Wolfson, talking about how Bachmann has upset some of the Tea Party, including Florida Congressman Alan West, by saying we should be drilling for oil in the Everglades.
Michelle Bachmann, she did an interview with AP, and drill. And she said we should be drilling everywhere, looking for domestic oil everywhere. Not very interested in the biggest energy industry, the most prolific and the fastest growing. She's not interested in solar. If she is, she doesn't talk about it much. Now she wants to go after all the fossil fuels she can. And she offered the Everglades as a possible location for drilling.
Really?
Yes, the Everglades. Didn't sit well with her fellow Tea Partier, Alan West. He yesterday called her out for calling for oil drilling in the Everglades. The Palm Beach Post reports West called it an incredible faux pas. He said, when I see her next week, I'll straighten her out about that.
That ought to be an interesting conversation.
Now, here's the point, though, that I thought of right away. If it weren't in his home state of Florida, he wouldn't be defending it.
Of course not.
It's drill everywhere, but not in my backyard. His energy policy, I'm sure, is as bad as Michelle Bachmann's, but he's defending his own turf. So we'll see if he straightens her out.
Here's host Pat Snyder talking about the Republican candidates and how they need to do more than just slam Mr. Obama.
In a recent article for American Thinker, Chad Stafko brought up a good point. Whoever the GOP nominee is, he or she must be more than an anti-Obama candidate. Let's go back in history now. You just can't beat the current president by saying, I'm not Obama. Now, that worked when Obama ran against George W. Bush, but there was not an incumbent in office. Go back to recent history. Democrat John Kerry in 2004 could not defeat George W. Bush. Bob Dole lost to incumbent Bill Clinton in 1996. The reason being is that even though the Democrats were energized with the defeat of George W. Bush and voted for Kerry, the independents were not. They wanted a little bit more from a John Kerry. They wanted to know how he would handle Iraq differently than Bush, how he would have paid for increased government spending, maybe why he didn't vote to ratify the Kyoto Treaty, among other things. So enter 2012. Republicans and conservatives eager to boot out a feeble incumbent president in Barack Obama. They'll be driven to the polls by their disdain for Obama's policies, if nothing else. However, the independent voters, which comprise 32% of the electorate, will not be moved to vote for the GOP nominee if he or she does not have a message more than just anti-Obama. Noted political commentator Michael Barone recently said that the top GOP contenders are still searching for specific positive messages to send out to the voters. The recent speculation that conservative lightning rod Representative Paul Ryan might run was evidence. Conservatives are especially seeking a candidate who can articulate conservative principles versus Obama, as Ryan has done in the past. That individual, whomever he or she is, may very well be within the current crop of candidates. However, the brief enthusiasm regarding a potential Ryan bid is a clear indication that conservatives are thirsting for someone who can carry the conservative banner, who can go mano a mano with Obama on the issues and policies. The two primary issues likely to be at the forefront next year during the campaign season are jobs and the economy and the deficit government spending. Therefore, to succeed, the GOP candidate must do more than just criticize the failed policies of Obama on these two subjects. This has proven to be a losing strategy in the recent past. He or she must have a well-crafted and positive plan on major issues in order for the Republican Party to again capture the White House.
Up next, Ron Paul says it's time to get rid of FEMA. That's a pretty good subject. Got a lot of attention here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How do I love e-values? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day e-value savings celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with e-values all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available on Plus. One item for membership, no lane checks.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. digest, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into our review of what's going on in the world of talk radio around the country. The aftermath of Hurricane Irene still up front and somewhat center. Anderson Cooper talks to Ron Paul, who says if he's elected, one of the first things he'll do is get rid of FEMA.
So you say we don't need FEMA. Why?
Well, we've only had it since 1979, and they don't have a very good record. I mean, these natural disasters are very, very dangerous, so I don't understand why we turn it over to a federal bureaucracy. Federal bureaucracies as a whole don't do a very good job, but FEMA has the worst reputation of almost any of them. And I live on the Gulf Coast, and I've had the same position all the time, and we've had hurricanes and disasters. And I get so many calls. I have had more calls on FEMA being upset with FEMA than all the other agencies put together. You know, when we had Katrina going into New Orleans, they needed ice. So FEMA ordered ice from the Northeast, and they ordered 211 million pounds of ice. It traveled for 2 weeks, and they finally ended up in Nebraska. And they never got it. But that's a typical way of how FEMA works. So if you want efficiency, why don't we look at how things were handled before we had FEMA? Now it's the Department of Homeland Security, and they just don't have a good record. But really, I have another bigger gripe.
But let me just say, I mean, look, I reported extensively on the failings of FEMA during Katrina, the trailers, the ice.
Right.
But I mean, they also had body recovery teams on the ground very quickly before other people, and that was a FEMA response. I mean, they do have expertise in some areas that some states don't. I mean, if you'd left everything up to Louisiana officials during Katrina, probably more people would have died.
Yeah. Well, that remains to be seen. There's no proof of that.
But Louisiana officials certainly were not up to the task.
When Katrina was in,
Well, the thing of it is, you create moral hazard by the government by saying, well, the government, you pay this and the government will be there. They'll always be there to take care of you and pay your bills. Well, they're broke. They can't pay their bills. But the worst part about it is an economic consequence of saying, well, I can't afford my insurance. And these are usually, a lot of them are middle class people who have their beach houses. And they can't get their insurance because it's costly. So the government guarantees it. So they give a reason for people to do dumb things. They build in the places that the market says, don't build here. It's too dangerous. And then there's floods and there's all these problems. And then when Katrina hit, some of the guard units, around the country that could have been helpful, they were over fighting wars in the Middle East. So it's such a gross distortion. No, things weren't as bad as it pretended to be before 1979 without FEMA. It wasn't a disaster. Go and show me where there was a much worse care before FEMA. And I don't think you can give me any of those indication.
Host Alan Degman talking with meteorologist John Davis about how Hurricane Irene impacted energy production and prices.
My notes here tell me that you specialize in how weather can adversely affect some energy production. I guess the first question is always the easiest. How does it affect it?
Well, from a standpoint of energy production, certainly there's a couple of different things that affect energy production and from a standpoint of demand for energy products, specifically natural gas. Obviously, temperatures affect that, and the fact that the nation as a whole had a very hot summer means very high cooling demand on a national basis, and we tend to use more power, we tend to use more natural gas for utilities in reference to, getting the power to the areas that need it, especially with peak air conditioner loads and things like that. The other item here which tends to affect things is more so on the supply side. When we have tropical systems that impact, let's say, the Gulf of Mexico or tropical systems that impact the East Coast, you can get supply disruptions. Logistically, you can get shipping problems here with putting overall energy products in and out of ports along the East Coast of the Gulf of Mexico. You can have shut-ins of operations in the Gulf of Mexico. And you can also have what we call demand destruction. So if a tropical storm does move into very highly populated areas, that cools things down and actually reduces demand across those areas. So the weather has a huge impact on overall energy demand and supply, not only in the summer, but also in the winter.
And that was one of the things that I was hearing and reading about in a run-up to Hurricane Irene. The East Coast, obviously, we have the megalopolis over there. A lot of people live over there. How did the hurricane, if it did at all, because it didn't quite live up to expectations of what the meteorologists were saying, but are we seeing any adverse effects on the supply side because of outages due to Hurricane Irene?
Well, the big impacts from an energy standpoint is many of the nuclear power plants along the East Coast either were shut down or they had reduced load, so we had that impact. Most of the refineries along the East Coast also were shut down for precautionary reasons, although both with the nuclear plants as well as the refineries along the East Coast, you did not have any damage to those facilities, and so you don't have any kind of a long-term impact. So shutdowns in the short term, but no long-term damage and no long-term impacts on those operations.
Up next, the focus goes to the controversy and conversation surrounding Dick Cheney's new book.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop.
It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dick Cheney's memoir is called In My Time, just released this week. Host Jay Severin talks about Cheney's book and what he has to say about the use of torture.
Do we torture? A lot will depend on your political orientation. Do we, and by we I mean the United States, our country, our military, do we torture? More important question, ought we? Dick Cheney has written a new book called In My Time. He did an interview with Rush, and here are a few of the things he had to say.
None of the techniques used were things that we hadn't already used on our own people.
But you note that none of the techniques we used, and what they're talking about here is waterboarding. Nothing we've done to the worst people that we captured, and the heinous things they had done, and we knew they were planning to do. None of those things that we did to them had we not already done to our own people. We do that to our special operators. We do it to Delta guys. We do it to Navy SEALs. It's part of their training. All of our special operators have been waterboarded to know, well, to learn how to do it, to know what it's like. So we didn't do to anybody what we haven't done to our own guys. Why is that important? It's not morally important, but it is surely one hell of an important piece of physical evidence, because to those on the left, waterboarding is fatal. It's torture. It's fatal. Harms you forever. Well, if that's true, how come all the Navy SEALs aren't dead and all the Delta operators aren't dead? So that's worth mentioning. Let's listen to the next one.
Fact is, it worked. We learned valuable information from that process, and we kept the country safe for over 7 years.
The fact is, it worked. We learned valuable information in that process, and we kept the country safe for over 7 years. Dick Cheney has been more specific. I've heard him be more specific before in talking about waterboarding particular members of Al-Qaeda. And saying that as a result of the information that we got as a result of the waterboarding, thousands of American lives were saved. Thousands of Americans who would have died a horrible death are now alive because we successfully administered waterboarding or enhanced interrogation technique, if you like, if you believe in euphemism. But it was waterboarding. It was other things, too. And things that liberals consider torture are hilarious. Standing up for long periods of time. Squatting for long periods of time. No sleep for long periods of time. Loud music for long periods of time. These are essentially the same deprivations associated with having an infant child or a teenager, is what we do to these guys. If you've had either a preteen or a baby, you've already been subjected to 90% of the torture that we employ at Guantanamo Bay.
Here's another radio host named Rob Johnson here. The focus is about Cheney and an interview on Dateline the other night. Some of the things he says in his book that don't mesh with things President Bush has said.
He talked about the day before the Iraq War began.
President Bush writes, "I turned to the team gathered in the Oval Office and said, 'Let's go.'" You write, "The president kicked everyone else out of the Oval Office, looked at me and said, 'Dick, what do you think we ought to do?'"
That's the way I recall it. And I was giving advice. I wasn't making the decision. He was making the decision.
Do you think these revelations will embarrass President Bush?
I don't know why.
Well, he's saying, "Let's go. I'm the leader."
Well, he was.
But you're revealing that it didn't happen that way. He cleared out the office and said, "Dick, what do you think we should do?"
Right.
It's a very different picture.
Right. But then he made the decision. Wasn't my decision.
Don't you think it will embarrass him that you point out the difference?
I didn't set out to embarrass the president or not embarrass the president.
And then Dick Cheney talked about the decision to shoot down commercial airliners on September the 11th.
He writes, "I told Dick that our pilot had my authority to shoot them down. I had just made my first decision as wartime commander-in-chief." In your book, you write, "It was your recommendation that he approved." His version makes it sound like he was in charge and decisive. Your version makes it sound like you were.
Well, I think there's no question but what the president was in charge in that day. My version is in my book. His version's in his book. But we agreed that we'd authorize our pilots to shoot down a hijacked aircraft that refused to divert.
But you recommended it to him.
I did recommend it. That's my recollection of it. His is somewhat different. But that's not surprising. I mean, there were the fog of war that morning, all kinds of things going on.
Host Big John Howell and Amy Jacobson talking about some of Cheney's interviews for the book and his comments about Iraq and Libya.
He was on with Matt Lauer on the Today Show yesterday. The book is called In My Time. And removing Saddam Hussein, sir, Mr. Vice President, good, bad, what do you think?
If you look back at the proposition we faced after 9/11 with respect to Saddam Hussein, we were very concerned about the prospects of terrorists like the 9/11 crowd acquiring weapons of mass destruction, biological agent or nuclear weapon that they could use on the United States. I think that's still the biggest threat we face.
It's still worth
and
it
at the time to go after Saddam Hussein and take him down. We eliminated a major source of proliferation.
Yeah, I mean, look, I went through this whole thing day by day. I watched them justify the move into Iraq, and at that time, had they found weapons of mass destruction, everybody would have said, "Great job, guys, great job." The fact that we didn't, okay.
They didn't, though.
Well, I know, but that's hindsight, right?
Right.
And unless somebody just flat out lied about it, and I know about the yellow cake from Africa, I understand that was kind of ginned up somewhat, but I still understand why we went in. Now, sticking around as long as we had, that's a different story. Some of the moves we made, that's a different story. But I don't blame these guys for the move into Iraq all these years ago. Now, on to more of Dick Cheney on the Today Show yesterday. He thought the war in Iraq was was obviously a positive thing, specifically because of another country that's been in the news recently.
I don't think that it damaged our reputation around the world. I just don't believe that. I think, you know, the critics here at home would argue that. But, in fact, I think it was sound policy that dealt with a very serious problem and that eliminated Saddam Hussein from the kind of problem he presented before. And what would have happened this week if Muammar Gaddafi had still been in power with a nuclear weapon in Libya? Would he have fled? I doubt it.
So one of the effects of us moving to Iraq was the fact that Gaddafi decided to stick his hand in the, or his head in a hole, you know, and get out of the way, and he gave up his nuke program, right?
Yep.
Up next, we are into Libya itself and the search for Gaddafi here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Reviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television, that's what this program is all about. And here are a series of sort of informational interviews, the latest from Libya, search for Gaddafi, starting with Barry Peterson, CBS, talking about the last time anybody saw Gaddafi, some of the rumors about where he may have gone.
It was Friday, and Libyan government soldiers, commanded by Gaddafi's son, Khamis, had retreated to this base of Tripoli, where Gaddafi's last frantic moments in power may have played out. 17-year-old soldier Abu Salim's job was protecting Khamis when traveling in convoys. Now a rebel prisoner, Abu Salim says he was just yards away from Khamis when a dictatorship ended.
About 1:30 in the afternoon, an ordinary car pulls up, nothing fancy that would attract attention. Inside, Muammar Gaddafi, joined shortly after by his heavily pregnant daughter, Aisha.
Gaddafi, said Abu Salim, looked calm.
During a 15-minute meeting, Gaddafi hands over control of the army, such as it is, to Khamis. Then there is an intense family farewell, a sister to her brother, a father to his son.
From here, Gaddafi, with his daughter at his side, became a deposed tyrant on the run.
They left the compound in a group of SUVs while the fighting was still going on, and headed south. Abu Salim's commander told him Gaddafi was headed for Sabah, where he can use strong tribal ties and the vast desert for protection. It's a familiar hideout for him. It's where he fled after the U.S. bombing in 1986. On Saturday, Abu Salim says he held the door open as Khamis got into an armored car. Minutes later, it was blown apart by an apparent missile strike. And based on the young soldier's information, rebels announced that Khamis was dead. If Gaddafi is holed up in Sabah, it'll be hard for the rebels to get him. But he's a master of disinformation, likely to say he's going one direction, then heading off another to elude the rebels who are out to capture or kill him.
Host Terry Travis and Tim Hole talking to Middle East expert Ron Temin about the latest on the search for Gaddafi.
How important is it that Colonel Gaddafi be found?
It's absolutely important. He's the figurehead of a brutal repressive regime, and he needs to be brought to justice for the people of that country to feel satisfied that they've accomplished their mission.
Any idea where he
recognize that the justice has been brought to this nation?
Ron, any idea where Gaddafi could be?
Well, no one's asked me from the Pentagon recently, but what is clear on the ground is that there are a number of these cities that have not been taken by the provisional government, including Sirte, Gaddafi's birthplace on the coast, Sabah, and Bani Walid, which is an important city on the way to Algeria, which is the headquarters of the Warfala tribe, which is the largest and maybe the most influential of the tribes in the country. So all those cities seem to be open. The reason why we know that is because 32 members of Gaddafi's family escaped to Algeria in five or six armored cars and did so with impunity. So these roads are not under control of the provisional government, and I would not be surprised to find Gaddafi moving along these back roads.
So I was just going to say, logic follows that he is perhaps still in Libya and likely in one of these places?
I think so. After all, he did send his family out, which tells you something. It says that he did not leave or attempt to leave to go to Algeria, although they might not have let him in. It means that he's released the baggage, so-called, of his family so that he can either fight or flee. And my guess is that he's assessing those now and trying to figure out, is there anywhere in the world that I could flee to that would accept me?
Yeah, and it sounds, too, like his family has obviously has had safe passage to Algeria, and they are not going to be released there. But if somehow someone could talk with the family members, do you think that that might give some clues as to where he is?
Well, I'm sure there are attempts to interview the family members as we speak. And also, of course, the provisional government wants many of those family members back, particularly the male family members that may have been involved in war crimes. So there's quite a diplomatic tempest going on over that. And Algeria right now is under enormous amount of international pressure, as well as pressure from Libya to return some of the male members of the family.
Once the shooting stops, Ron, are the rebels going to be able to govern, and how are they going to view the U.S.?
This is the same challenge we have throughout the Middle East, that these revolutions come, and then the real challenges remain to be resolved over the next couple of years, which is to bring safety to the streets, to bring some provisional form of government, and the basics of life, electricity and water and sanitation and health care. These are almost insurmountable. But Libya has one distinct asset, of course. They have oil. And as soon as they can get their oil fields up and pumping and start selling that oil, they're going to have some resources. Plus, the international powers have frozen Libyan assets, and there are billions of dollars and euros sitting in banks in Europe and in the United States that can be released to this government to give them a fighting chance early on to get this infrastructure working again.
Find out more about what's going on in the world of talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.
We all know.